Ya Ashkenazi we don't need it.
Both have to know.
No, it's how to shop here for kosher lePesach.
Everything which has kidneys, doesn't it? Kosher lePesach leochlei kidneys.
Okay.
If it's kosher lePesach with kidneys, it says it's kosher lePesach. Those with kidneys. Okay.
But you look at mayonnaise, they'll say that.
Right, that's her biggest concern. It's so
there is mayonnaise without kidneys, but it's disgusting.
So she had me, last year she had me get a blender, and she's making her own kidney, her own mayonnaise.
Maxim, I don't need mayonnaise.
And then she's making, and then this year she's determined to make her own jam.
Whatever she makes her feel good.
I
don't want to go check it. You can go check it for me. If you want, you can check the kidney.
What do you mean?
They can't just stomach kidney. Those with kidney, they check it. They check them, so it's only the beans and not the wheat with them.
First of all, we've never seen beans, wheat together with hummus.
So
rice, you have to check. So.
Because they look like each other.
And to me, you have to check.
I'm sorry, with what? You have to check?
What no, I'm talking about kidneys. No,
right.
You don't need kidneys, so. And buy it.
But what about products that may have kidneys, like.
It's written on the package.
Like dog food.
What?
Dog food, cat food.
You could buy kidney. Kidney is not chametz.
Right.
You could buy dog food, which is not kidney. So, kitzal biru chametz. How do we do biru chametz?
Carefully.
Sofo. First option is burn it until it becomes coals, until it's burnt. Oh, for what was all that? What was all for? You could also make it into crumbs and throw it into the wind outside, or throw it into the sea without making the crumbs. Throw it into the sea if you live near a sea. Bim aya chametz kashe v'neim echtov merah isn't parot v'nada. If it's very very hard, then you can't just throw it to the sea because it's not going to fall apart before Pesach. So then you have to make it for you make it the crumbs before by your hands. The minig is to burn it. When do we burn it? In the morning time you burn it. If he doesn't have time tomorrow, let's say someone he's in the tzava on erev Pesach, they call him in on erev Pesach. A lot of rabbanim tzvaim, he called him in on erev Pesach to do all kinds of things. He won't have time on erev Pesach. Is doing the house. So you can also burn it at night. You're allowed to burn it at night. The meaning is to burn in the day, but it's not halacha to burn it in the day. Okay. But also at night. The best thing is to burn it. Okay. Why? Because there's a shita in the Gemara that only burning is considered biru. So the best thing is to burn it. There's one year which we don't burn it. When don't we burn it? If erev Pesach is on Shabbos, then when do we put it? We put it down the drain, we put it on Konomika, we could put it in the garbage and say it's hefker. Get rid of it. Yeah.
Is it a mitzvah for people to burn their own stuff or? Can you like have a community burn?
No, it doesn't make a difference where you burn. As long as it's burnt. You could also, if a person's a cripple or he's ill and can't go, you could tell someone else to burn it. We said even if it's his wife or his daughter is in by to be an adult.
Mm-hmm. every block and every lot, they have a room.
Yeah, also in Shalom, other places.
Remember,
but just to make sure, if it's a barrel like that, narrow, it's problematic. A lot of times there's fire on top, and on the bottom there's a lot of bread piled up. Yeah. And that person didn't burn his chametz.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See, it's burnt.
That's a problem with the barrel.
But a lot of places, I saw they have square, like the ones that they make the medic.
The dumpsters, yeah.
The dumpsters, right, they burn it in there.
They don't use the big dumpsters.
Where?
Baytown.
Yeah, the big dumpsters.
Stop using bad barrels and using dumpsters.
It's better. It burns better. There's more oxygen coming in. When do we burn? The Shah Hamishi, between the 5th and the 6th. Not after the 6th hour. What's the 6th hour? Chatzot of the day. Midday. How do we calculate midday? There's two ways to calculate it. Either you calculate from the Netz until Shkia. That's one way to calculate. You take those hours, divide into 12, and 6 of those pieces is considered a half a day. Exactly in the middle. Before that, everything has to be burnt. After the 4th hour, you can't eat chametz. After the 6th hour, it all has to be burnt. Yeah? So, it's very easy to... Usually it says in the luach exactly till what time you have to eat. You're allowed to eat the chametz until what time you have to burn your chametz. I'm just telling you that after midday, it must be burnt. It's not really... It's really
often when they are under kosher.
Yeah? Ma? Oh, really? No, I don't need chametz already from from where.
People just line up and say, that's chametz.
It's a big deal.
It's kind of silly. You can see this line.
It's funny, huh?
It's funny.
It's weird.
Mostly yeshiva books.
Yeah, and then a minute after the chag's over, they go buy a beer. And now we add some chametz. What's the big deal? We want to get away from the chametz, not to get into the chametz.
I never could understand that.
It's not too soon.
Wait another day, so what?
2 days, wait. A week, Mada Mishane.
And I was when I was in Mishmar Sukhi many moons ago, it was Motse Pesach, the pizza bakery, people, kilometer long line of cars. You had to go there and say that you know, nothing was happening wrong. Beeping, pushing.
Oh, Ezra. Not for you, Ezra. For you. Also for the veil. You have a white beard. What is it? Someone's phone? Jacob, want to get that phone somewhere? You can see it. Let's not fix your hat.
My head is
broken. No, the hat. Right now is the hat. How many dachlil?
Dachlilus? Scarecrow.
Eh?
Scarecrow.
Scarecrow?
Yes.
Mafkid.
That's a pachal in the
Ovin. Okay, there's a minhag to burn. When you burn the chametz, to burn also your lulav, your aravos. Why? Because it was used for a mitzvah once. You continue using it for a second mitzvah. You're burning the chametz with it. There's a minhag.
Is that to burn like chametz has to burn?
It's gonna burn more than the chametz.
Really?
What? It's nothing. It's dried up leaves. Okay. If you gave the chametz, someone was not Jewish, before the 6th hour, you don't need to burn it, right? We do a mechilat chametz. We sell the chametz. That chametz which was sold, you don't have to give to. You don't have to burn it. Okay.
Which is better?
Doesn't make a difference. keep some to burn, that's for sure. The minna to burn.
Not a
minna,
you to
play. I don't know.
When can we sell our hummets to the Rav? To Rav Elkrad.
You don't sell it to Rav Elkrad. You make him a shaliach to sell it. I don't know. Whenever he puts a notice up there, he could do it.
Okay.
Ask him. He's here every day. If someone burnt the chametz, and now there's coals, and the burnt is just coals, you can use them for Pesach. He wants to bake. Yeah, he wants to bake matzah. And buy a rome matzah.
That's funny.
You know what aceton is not kosher to Pesach?
With what? Aceton?
Yes.
Why?
It's made out of wheat.
Yeah. If someone finds chametz in his house during Pesach, if it's Chol HaMoed, take it out and burn it immediately. And if it's the Chag, take a vessel, cover it, and then at night take it out and burn it. Okay, because it's a mukzeh. Tov. Let's get the more practical thing. Tov, enough. Well. Okay. There's a din in Pesach, Hagalat Kelim. We have a rule that every vessel made out of metal, for Ashkenazim only metal, it's made out of metal. There's also other things that you can kasher. The glass we don't kasher, Ashkenazim. So I didn't say you don't need to kasher glass at all. You just clean it well. So, glass. Ashkenazi, not saying metal. Metal, you can kasher it, you have a metal pot. You don't have enough money to buy now new pots. The best thing is to buy new pots for Pesach. If you're able to buy new pots for Pesach, buy new pots for Pesach. And if you're not able to buy new pots for Pesach, so you could kasher them. How do you kasher them? So we know the rule, the way it received the chametz, that's how you have to get rid of the chametz. For example, a pot which was used only on the stove, right? Usually, and with liquid in it, not a frying pan, a frying pan without liquid, only with a little bit of oil, it gets hotter. I'm talking about liquid, like for example, soup or anything else that you cooked with. So the way you take it out is to put it in boiling hot water. You put it in boiling hot water, bubbling, bloop, 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 with the fire from underneath, it has to be from underneath, because that becomes hotter, hottest. They put it in, and for Ashkenazi and the minig is to dip it right away into cold water, and then you have a kosher pot for Pesach. But you don't have to keep it
in. Just a second.
Not much. In, out. Okay? So, but only one very important thing is that before you bring it to put in the boiling water, it must be very clean, very clean. It's clean like almost new from the store. Look at all the little bit. If there's any chametz there, it's not. You can't clean it. It's not considered kosher. You have to clean it well, stand and scrub and scrub and scrub, put the chemicals on it, whatever you can to make it as clean as possible. There'll be no gook. If it's black and it doesn't come off, fine. If it's black, it'll come off. But if there's any gook or anything which you can take off, you must take it all off, and only then you bring it to the Hagalat Kelim, and you do Hagalah.
What do
you get? Rust, you clean it as much as possible.
Now, what if the bowl's never been used in hot, like a mixing bowl?
No, so then you. So, if it's plastic.
No, glass. Oh, sorry, I'm metal.
Metal? The mice, you don't need to do agala. It was never used for hot.
Right, it's a mixing bowl.
So you can clean it really, really well. And then, could use it. You know, well.
Put a nice fork spoon also.
You have to put the magala, because maybe you stick it into a potato, a boiling potato, which was in the challenge pot.
Same thing, you clean it well, then you can tug out the magala.
Yes.
So what about with glass for like drinking cups?
The Ashkenazi and the minhag is not to use them for Pesach. Not to use it for Pesach at all. You don't use. It's better not to use the things that you use for during the year to use it for Pesach. Okay. You have a bowl, better not to use it for Pesach.
So the only thing we have to worry about is metal.
Okay. And if you have Pesach things, it's better. I took from my Bubby's house all the Pesach things.
So if we have Pesach bowls and everything else like that, we can just put the hummus bowls aside. We don't even need to kosher them.
No, I'm not with them. Koshering is only if
you
want.
What? You didn't have to fight your siblings?
No, I was the only couple married. From all the cousins. Not only, I had one other cousin which was married, but she didn't come to take. So I came and I took it all. I had boxes and boxes in my house. Everything. And some things, it was four peelers. I don't need four. I took some for the chametz also. So many things. There was no cutlery. Cutlery I had for somewhere else.
So the only thing we need to kosher is what we're going to use for Pesach.
Of course. If you don't use it for Pesach, you just have to make sure it's clean. And put it away. Okay. Now, we said already, if you want, you have a milchik pot. We said that usually, if you kosher the pot, it's a milchik pot, you want to use it now for clay shakes? Stam, during the year. Yeah, we came trade. Something happened, by accident, spilled meat, milk, everything mixed together, something happened. Now you have to kosher it. And you kosher it. So according to halacha, you shouldn't use that pot for clay shakes. You call it why? It was kept for milchik. Keep it for milchik, unless you didn't use it for a long, long time. You don't remember really, you forgot already it's milchik. You know, but you don't really remember this is milchik. Then you can kosher it and change it into inflation. Pesach, it's exactly the same idea. If you have a pot, which is milchik, a fleshik, and you want to kosher it for Pesach, you koshered it, you could change now its status. It was milchik, you make it fleshik. With fleshik, you make it milchik. And vaya. If you're doing it for Pesach. So,
oh, do we need to kosher Kiddush cups?
Kosher them? I kosher mine. I kosher. I don't know, maybe hot soup spilled and everything goes well. I kosher mine. It's cleaner as well. You know, well, I kosher it. So don't buy it. You kosher it in the house. Take a pot, boil it, and put it inside.
What about the challah knife?
Challah knife? You don't need a piece of challah.
Look.
Just joking.
We go one house, not two knuckles.
You know, they have there's matzahs, soft matzahs. Soft matzahs? It's so soft, man. It's also like pita.
That's what you need
a challah for.
That's a good question.
You know the Hillel sandwich you were talking about
last
year.
Yeah, Ashkenazim don't use soft matzahs at all. The minhag is for hundreds of years, Ashkenazim not to use soft matzahs.
What kind of matzahs?
Soft matzahs. I asked my father, I want to use it. So why? It has a good hefshir. He said, you could, but the minhag is not to. It's written already from 400 years ago. They have them like crackers.
So how do you do a Hillel sandwich? You know, when we have the
when Hillel comes, he'll tell you exactly what he did.
Okay.
And how he done. Okay. Some things need libun. What's libun? Libun. If it was used, for example, a frying pan was used on the fire with a little bit of oil, or anything which was used in the oven, you need to do libun chamur. It has to get to the same heat, or grill, or shikudim. You put the meat
Shishkabah.
On. Yeah, like that. And you put the meat on the metal, and you put the metal on the fire.
Spits,
okay. That, you have to kasher in a different way. It's not enough to put in hot water, because hot water is not the degree that it received the chametz. You see the chametz in much higher degrees. What do you do? You have to put in the same heat. How do you do it? They have a blowtorch. And if you can't blowtorch it, because it's going to go the garbage, for example, the most pans of ovens, you can't kasher them for Pesach. You're going to blowtorch them, you're going to make a hole through, or it's going to melt. You're going to melt the ML, whatever it's called,
enamel.
Enamel's going to melt, it's going to fall apart. And you can't kasher them.
So what do you do with your oven? I mean, besides just
general
cleaning.
I asked Avel Gold, he said, it's very, very difficult, and a lot of questions say not to. Don't kasher your oven. Go buy yourself an oven. You have a toaster oven, big toaster ovens for Pesach.
I mean, okay, we have a Wonder Pot and another pot. We're not going to use our oven, so what do we do with it? What do we do with the oven? Do we just simply clean it out?
Clean it and close it.
Okay.
And write on it chametz. Or not Pesach, or whatever you want to write on it. Okay? No, so we put it aside.
How do you put an oven aside?
Huh? How do you put an oven aside? You have to put it aside. I clean it, I mean, close it up. I do have an oven in my house, I put it aside. I take it downstairs. I have two ovens.
You use one oven just for Pesach.
Huh?
You use one oven just for Pesach?
I have two chametz ovens. I close them up. And I have a Pesach oven. I just put it on the counter. It's not so big. I don't really bake so much. My wife doesn't bake so much for Pesach.
What about
chicken and stuff, I make on the stove.
Make a what?
Everything on the stove.
On top of the
stove?
Really?
What, you never know you can make stuff on top of the stove?
No.
No? No. Everything on top. I do everything on top of the stove.
Go to JerusalemCast.com.
What?
You want to make anything inside the stove?
Yeah.
Go to JerusalemCast.com, click on Anthony Knows Guy's Wonder Pot recipes.
But let's have it. You stab me back with chicken and stuff. You don't put chicken in a Wonder Pot.
No, but it makes great kugel.
Put chicken in a pot. Put whatever you want in it. Don't even put any liquid. Any liquid at all. Close it. Put it on a flame.
Temperature.
Okay? And I'm talking about on the stove.
Oh,
on the stove. Put it in a pot. Close it, turn it on, no liquid, it'll cook. How? The chicken itself gives out a lot of gravy. So we'll be sitting in gravy, in a lot.
But you gotta try the Wonder Pot. It's incredible.
Yeah,
you can get it to
show. I don't have a Fleischig oven. I have a power oven and a Milchig oven. Fleischig I make on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
In a pot, yeah.
So who cooks this?
What?
Where do you cook steaks outside?
Steak?
Yeah.
On the pot also. Steak you don't make in the oven. Either on the grill.
You work.
Or either on the grill or on the, or I put it in the liquid, in wine or whatever, wine sauce. Come on, man. You know. Okay.
But if you're going to cook in the oven, there is a way to kosher.
There is, but Subach. First of all, the trays you can't use at all. No way to catch the trays for a Pesach. Impossible. There is no way. Put them away. And the grill, also the grill, the grate. The grate is called? Take it out. Can't catch it. That's first of all. Second of all, you have an oven, an electric oven or a gas oven?
Gas.
Gas oven is easier. It's easier. It gets much hotter. Easier to catch it. The electric oven is a. Because also, what happens in the electric oven today is very, very hot. In a year from now, it's a little bit less. And a year later, it's a little bit less. Because the coals, they get worn out until they burn out completely. Yeah, but those ovens are much better for using them.
Self-cleaning.
Right, so you clean them, you spray them, clean everything as much as you can, put it on itself clean. Right? And make sure it's completely clean. Put it on itself clean. Put your hand, you'll see it clean everything. There's nothing there, dust, whatever. And it's kosher. It's clean it well. Huh?
Self-cleaning
are also electric. So I heard the new ones from the past 5 years or something, there's something which is self-cleaning electric, which gets very, very, very hot. But I have ovens that I don't have self-cleaning. So. Actually, okay, it's a gas. Now, how do you kasher and for Pesach the oven, the stove? The oven top, yeah, the stove is called? The stove top. Yeah. Okay. There's three parts here. When you have an oven top, stove top has three parts, right? Which three parts? First of all, there's the. Okay. First of all, there's the base. The base. The one with the thing with the color, the metal. The color, it's white, whatever its color is, right? Okay, that's first. Second of all, you have where the fire comes out, the burners. Third, you have the grates, where you put the pot on. At three things, okay? You have to kasher them. So go one by one. The grates. Okay. תגיד לי, רב יהודה, מה לימדו אתכם לגבי החצובות של פלי פסח?
מכשירים אותם או לא?
ליבון חמור, ליבון קל, לעגלה, מה לימדו אתכם על זה?
נכנסנו
לא נכנסתם לזה?
חשבנו שניכנס.
כן, וזה מחלוקת אמס. קודם משתבורה, he says that it's enough. He didn't have those in his days. But he says, I'm going to he says that it's enough to do libun kal on them. There's a clean them well. Do libun kal. What's libun kal? You take them, turn on the gas, hold them with something, and you have to make it very, very hot. Not red, red hot. Just very, very hot. Like in a way that if you put fire on one side, you take a thread. On the other side, it will shrivel. What's that? Okay? And that's how you clean them. You clean them, and you do the libun kal. Some say you need libun chamur. Libun chamur is to make them red hot. That you can't do at home. You have to have a blowtorch. You go to somewhere to do it. If you can buy grates for Pesach, also they sell grates for Pesach. You can buy, you have the size. You take the size, you go to the place. They have all kinds of sizes. And you can buy Pesach ones. Okay?
Isn't there a place across the street from the Shuk?
Yeah, right. Shai Ogin. He has all the pieces.
Not enough just to clean them? You can not buy them?
No.
What? He
didn't
have
what
we needed.
Oh, no? You went there? You didn't have them? Surprise. He has everything.
He had cover.
Huh?
Ah,
all right. Other thing you can do, you can cover them all up. Cover them all up with aluminum foil. For sure, you don't touch with anything. That you can do also.
And not use them.
No.
You can use them.
Yeah. Just cover them with aluminum foil. Okay, that's the grates. The burners, you just clean them well, place them, turn on the fire for 10-15 minutes. Kosher. The base, clean it well, take boiling hot water. Right? Bubbling hot water, meaning take the kumkum when it's still attached and it's bubbling, bloop, 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 bloop. Pour it all over, and it's kosher. Okay?
Be sure to unplug the electric.
Yeah, that's a good idea. טוב. The meister is, and then, by the way, if it's so clean like that, you don't have to cover it with aluminum foil. But, and if you don't want to do such a hassle, you don't have to kasher it either. You can just put aluminum foil also on the whole base. You don't have to kasher anything. You clean it well, the base, you clean it well, and you put aluminum foil on it, make the holes where the burners are, and that's all. You don't have to kasher at all. Same thing with the shayish. The shayish, the surface. Let's say you have the real shayish from stone that you could put boiling water on it. According to Ashkenazi, you have to cover it anyways. So it's not going to help if you kasher it. It's not going to help anything. So cover it. Once you cover it, you don't have to... Another thing you have to clean by the gas is the knobs. Usually in most places the knobs come off. Clean them well. There's so much gook on them. Put them in the chemicals, put spray on them, make them clean.
Be sure to wear gloves.
Yeah, unless you want to make some holes in your hand. It eats up everything here. It's very dangerous. Yeah. Okay? Kitsu. Ma?
Plata.
Plata Shabbat, next line. Which?
Just the metal. Four holes in it.
Yeah, the base?
No, it's a cover.
Oh, the one that's covered, yeah.
We cover it all.
You cover it?
No, that's what we think we used to do.
Yeah, we cover it, or kasher it, or cover it.
It's not the kasher?
The one that you...
No, not to cover the other one.
So what?
It's like a metal, a piece of metal.
What do you use it for?
You put it on top of the stove.
For when?
To put on it, so it doesn't touch the everything that's under it.
Oh, Pesach one?
Yes,
sir. And by perfect.
Oh. So it's like aluminum foil?
Yeah, it's like aluminum foil.
Oh, yeah.
It's not touching it. It's touching it.
Aluminum foil isn't solid.
It's not what?
It's not solid, okay.
Plata Shabbat. Some say you need zibun kal. Yeah. The mice, you don't have to use some machmir. What do? Clean it really, really well. Afterwards, put it in the circuit. Electric plata, yeah? Put it in the circuit it's called. In the chashmal. For at least a half an hour so it gets really, really hot. Hot as it could get. And then, take boiling water. Again. You can take it out of electricity then. Take boiling hot water and pour it on it. And so, it's better also afterwards to cover it with aluminum foil.
If you cover it with aluminum foil, do you need to...
Kasher it?
Yeah.
No. Chatchila, it's better to cover it, kasher it. Oh, yeah. What do you think about it? If it's covered in aluminum foil during the year... I didn't understand what
you mean. No, it was...
For Pesach?
Yeah.
No, we kasher it. We kasher it for Pesach, and then you cover it.
Okay.
So let's say you're living in a Russian village where you don't have electricity, you don't have gas, you just have some coal, wood, stone. So how do you kasher that piece of metal?
You make a fire under it and very, very hot, mm-hmm. until it becomes red. Burning, it's kosher. But zibul chamur.
Oh, that brings back memories. My grandmother had a wood stove.
I used to go camping with wood stoves.
No, this was huge.
Yeah, they were huge. They fed 14 guys in a camper. It was huge. I thought it was huge. I was a kid.
This had six burners, you know, six,
right. Yeah.
You know, plus an incinerator.
What, a wooden thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, in Chile, they still have them over there. So,